Chicago's most fun afternoons with Scotty K.
Becky, you're in Johnsburg. There's something that people seem to love, and I've never tried, never even met anybody that tried it. Now I'm really curious about it because I got new flavors coming out. Have you ever had Spam, Becky?
Yes, I have.
You have? Yes. You're the first person that I know that has actually had Spam. Because people are talking about today because they're coming out with new flavors and stuff. What does Spam taste like?
It's more of a texture thing. It's like tofu.
Oh, really? So it doesn't...
I guess it's like ham-flavored tofu.
Ham-flavored tofu. You're really selling it here.
Yeah, sounds great.
Do you cook it or do you just eat it right out of the can?
I think we chopped it up and put it with eggs, like scrambled eggs.
Oh, okay. Oh, so you fried it up with scrambled eggs. Gotcha. So you hid the taste of it in the eggs.
Yes.
People love Spam. I've never had it before, and you're the first person I've met that actually has had it, but there's people out there that freaking love Spam. I think in Hawaii, they put it on everything.
No, I wouldn't make a habit out of eating it.
Oh, gotcha. So you're like out of a 1 to 10, like where does it land for you?
If I didn't have any other food in the house, I would still eat it, but.
So that's where it lands. It lands on a last resort.
Yeah.
I'm so curious about Spam. They're coming out with like new flavors and stuff, and I've never experienced Spam. Is Spam worth trying? Should I try it? Are you a Spam enthusiast? How do you cook it? I don't know anything about it. Somebody break down Spam for me. Either how to cook it, how to eat it, whether it's worth it or not, or Scotty, stay away from it completely. Let's talk about Spam today. That's what we're doing. Francesca, you're in Elmwood Park. Are you a spammer? You calling about Spam?
Hell yeah, I am.
Okay, I didn't realize, the phones are full. Everyone's calling to talk about Spam. Are you pro-Spam?
Pro-Spam.
You're pro-Spam. Okay, so tell me about your Spam experience. How do you cook it? How many times do you have it? What does it taste like?
Well, I had it as a kid growing up, and okay. My parents would cut it up in little strips. They'd fry it on the pan, on the stove.
Okay.
And then we would make pancakes and have little pigs in a blanket for breakfast before school.
Oh, does it taste like ham? Is it like a fried bologna situation? What are we working with here?
Yeah, it's basically like fried bologna, just a little bit thicker.
A little bit thicker. Okay, so that doesn't sound terrible. The idea of it sounds terrible, but have you ever just eaten it straight out of the can?
Yeah, I've seen it out of the can. I mean, it looks pretty nasty, but you just got to cut it up, and you can even cut it in smaller like cubes and fry it that way. That way, it's crispier. It's really good.
Do you keep Spam in your pantry?
I don't. I haven't since I was a kid.
Do you think that you might have a different feeling about it now if you went back and tried Spam as an adult?
I feel like I wouldn't like it as much. I'd be a little bit nervous about that, I guess.
Right. Yeah. You're like, don't ruin this for me, Scotty. You ruined my childhood. All right, you can text 44995. A lot of the texts coming in. A lot of people said they had it as kids. That's why I'm wondering if like adults like it too. Spam is occasionally good. It's very salty. Eat it with fries or fried with my eggs. My husband loves Spam. Spam. Hard pass for me. There's actually a Spam museum. Somebody text 44995. Where's the Spam museum? I want to go to that. I wouldn't feed that to my dog. Got it. So, some mixed opinions on the Spam situation. I might try. We'll see. Hang out on my Instagram, Scotty K on air. You find out if I take the Spam route or not.